I'm a pleasure for the opportunity to speak here again. It's a tremendous chus. See that the Torah is growing over here from year to year. And Baruch Hashem, been here a few times. Here seems to be a bigger tzibur over here. The koil is getting bigger. The balabatim are getting more. Hashem lekechem here by Hashem. Yarbe Hashem elafamim. Hashem shikish keep on growing, keep on shagging, keep on continuing being marbit tzera. Just had the Yontif of Shuas where from Kabbalah tzera. And now coming up to Parshas Nosa, which is the longest parsha in the Torah, talking a little bit of the Indian of Kriyas HaTorah. The Mishnah says in Megillah, in Daf Chav Dalet, that Katan Kriyas HaTorah, if Einu Peiris Al Shema, Katan is allowed to be a Balkari, but he's not allowed to be Peiris Al Shema, he's not allowed to be a Chazen. Why can't he be a Chazen? Rashi says, because he's Moitzi Tzibur Yidei Chai Vosom. The thing that the Chazen did, he was Wait to see where the first bracha of Birkas Kriyas Shema, Chazor Sashatz, Kaddish and Kedusha. A katan can't do that because a katan is Einu Mechui B'Davar. Kolosh Einu Mechui B'Davar, Einu Meiti Achirim Yidei Chai Vasam. So we need the chazan to be meiti us with different things. So a katan who is not Mechuyev can't be meiti us with these different chivim that he's not chayiv. Therefore, the katan can't be a chazan. But he could be a Balkairi. Katan says katan is allowed to be a Balkairi. And that Rashi doesn't say anything. So we have the same question, right? We need to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. So we're mechuyev in Kriyas HaTorah. So how could a katan be the balkari? Just like he can't be a chazan, how could he be a balkari? Kol she'einu mechuyev b'davar, einu meitzi achirim yidei chai vasa. So in Rashi it's quite clear that question does not exist by Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah, that question doesn't bother us. Taiz in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Lama Gimel asks the question. To my knowledge, only one of the Rishayim that asks the question: how is a katan allowed to be a balkari? Says Taisa, a fascinating chiddush. Says Taisa that this Taisa brings the raya that by mitzvahs d'rabbanon, even a rishus is mitzvah yachayva. We're all mechuyev in Kriyas HaTorah midrabbanon. It's not a din d'araisa. Kriyas HaTorah is a takanas neviim, so it's only chiyev d'rabbanon. So a katan who's not mechuyev, he's allowed to be mitzvah us in mitzvah d'rabbanon or mechuyev, and mitzvah d'araisa not. But if it's a drabbanon, even a rishus like a katan is ma'ite achirim yedei chai vasam. That's what Taisus says. This Taisus is shared from many, many places in Chas. And the Tilo David asks him, some other achayim ask it. Many places a katan cannot read the Megillah, and a katan cannot light Neiros Chanukah. Many places we see that a katan, even though the mitzvah is drabbanon, but a katan is not meitzias in the chiyuv that we have. So we don't see that. We don't say that a rishus is mitzi they chayv midrabanan. Even though the level of the chiyuv is only a level, it's only midrabanan. But now the midrabanan we're chayv in it. So also we go back to the klal. Of course, in the mechuyev b'davar, in the mitzchem yedei chayv asam. The same mission in Megillah that says a katan ainu peiris al shema for the first broch of Birkas Kriyas Shema that Rashi says, or for Shmoneh Esrei, those are also chiyuv midrabanan. And why can't a katan do it? Says Rashi, because kol sheinu mechuyev b'davar, in the mitzchem yedei chayv asam. And yet he could be a Balkairi. So we see that for some reason, by Kriyas HaTorah, this cloud does not apply. Tesis, not getting right now to answer Tesis, a very difficult Tesis. It's not out of the scope of the discussion for tonight. But the Pash, it actually seems that there's a different answer to the question. So I believe the answer is before in the Lashon of the Rambam. Rambam in Perek Yubayz of Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam writes the Iker Mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. Says the Rambam, Moshe Rabbeinu tikein shukarin b'teira b'rabim b'shabbes b'sheni b'chamishi b'shachris kadeish lo yishu shloisha yomim b'loy shmias teira. Rambam says the inyan of this takana that there shouldn't be 3 days without shmias teira. We needed shmias teira, so we shouldn't go 3 days without hearing divrei teira. The Rambam is telling us that this mitzvah is a mitzvah called shmias teira. New words, we're not used to those, we're hearing those words. We call it the mitzvah of kriyas teira. The Rambam calls it the mitzvah of Shmias Torah. So we'll try to explain these words more, but I think we already have the answer. The mitzvah that we're chayiv in, if the mitzvah is Kriyas HaTorah, we all have to really be laning, just like we're all chayiv in Mikra Megillah, So really, everyone has to read the Megillah. If you don't go to shul, hear the Megillah. You have to read the Megillah in your house. So if Kriyas HaTorah would be a similar type of chiv, even though Kriyas HaTorah is not, an individual is not chayv in Kriyas HaTorah. For sure, the chiv of Kriyas HaTorah, the Mishnah says, is only b'tzibur. Only when there are 10 people together, then there's a chiv of Kriyas HaTorah. But still, we would understand the chiv is a chiv of Kriyas HaTorah, to actually read the Torah. When there are 10 people together, so now we're mechuyav to read the Torah. And the Balkairi, we would have understood, is being maitzias in our chiv. So if that be the case, then we don't understand why a katan has the ability to be maitzias. But if the mitzvah is a mitzvah of shmias Torah, like the Rambam says, so then it's fine. I don't have to read. I have to hear the Torah. As long as there is a kriyas haTorah going on, and I am hearing that kriyas haTorah, so then it's okay. Then I was yaitzi my mitzvah. So a katan is also okay. A katan is, it's still called kriyas haTorah. Could a goy be a balkairi? I would think not. Because I would say that's not even called shmias divrei Torah. A goy is not shaykh the divrei Torah. Then it's not called that I'm being shmeya Torah. But a katan, there's a mitzvah to be melamed our children Torah, even when they're ktanim. It's a vada when a katan is sitting and learning. It's called divrei Torah. It's also to be in a mekayim mitzvah to nafim. When a katan is saying divrei Torah, when a katan is reading Torah, when he's saying over divrei Torah, it's called kriyas haTorah. So the katan is saying divrei Torah. So when the katan is leaning, so we're all hearing divrei Torah. So we did our chiv. Our chiv is not to be kiri b'teira. Our chiv is to be shemeya teira. So if that's correct, then we answered our question. That's the answer to the question. But we need to understand why that's the case. That's very fascinating, that the chiv is a chiv of shemeya teira, and there's no chiv in the kriya itself. So let's start to understand, get a deeper understanding in this mitzvah of kriya teira b'tzibur. The makor of the mitzvah of kriyas haTorah b'tzibur is the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis. Gemara says that that Klai Yisrael went 3 days in the Midbar and the Pashmashad didn't find any water. Gemara says ein mayim ela Torah, that they went 3 days without divrei Torah in Nilu, and they were worn out being 3 days without divrei Torah. Amdu neviim shebeinayim betiknu that they should be kriyas haTorah on Shabbos and sheini v'chamishi. The Gemara there in Baba Kama is the Nevi'im in times of Moshe Rabbeinu were Masakin, Nevi'im Shebineim, in the Yerushalmi, and the Rif and the Rambam, and Moshe Rabbeinu quote, the Lashon is Moshe Rabbeinu himself was Masakin, that we should be Kerib HaTorah, B'Shabbos and Sheini B'Chamishi. So, this is a famous Gemara, very well known, that's why we read Afghan these days, Shabbos Sheini B'Chamishi. What does this mean? We only have to learn on Shabbos Sheini B'Chamishi? On Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Friday, or Potter from Talmud Torah? Close the koil. We could go vacations, you know, and we only have to open 3 days a week. Avada we're mechuyev Talmud Torah every day, every second of every day. What's going 3 days? 3 days they didn't learn. So they're mezakin. Okay, one out of every 3 days you learn. The other 2 days you could battle. That's one question. Another very related question that the Gemara says that really a person is chayev to learn. Whenever he can. But the minimum chiv of Talmud Torah, says the Gemara Menachos, is Kriyas Shema Shacharis v'Arvus. Person's very, very busy. As long as he said Kriyas Shema Shacharis v'Arvus, then Kiyam Mitzvah v'Agitza. Because Mekayim the Mitzvah of Agitza of Kriyas Shema Shacharis v'Arvus. So why do we need Kriyas HaTorah b'Tzibur? If you weren't saying Kriyas Shema Shacharis v'Arvus, are you anyway saying it because of Kriyas Shema? Everyone is at least gets the bare minimum of Talmud Torah. We're anyway getting. So if we're talking about the bare minimum of Talmud Torah every day, we already got the idea of Kriyas Shema Shacharis v'Arvus. We're talking about the chiv that everyone has to do, that a person that has more time has to learn more, then it's not only 3 times a week, and it's not only for a few minutes of Kriyas Torah. You have to learn as many hours as you can. As long as you're not eating or sleeping or doing other things that are necessary, and you have to be learning. So where does it come in this chiv of Kriyas HaTorah that it's 3 times a week and that's enough? What are we trying to accomplish? I date this chiv of Kriyas HaTorah. It's something that's Tzorech Bir. So I found the Prima Gadim in two places asks this question, and he says two entirely different answers. The Prima Gadim in the Psicha tells Kriyas HaTorah, it's in Kuf Lamed Hei. He asks the question that typically in the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema Shacharis v'Arvus, that you already ate the Talmud Torah. So he says two answers. He says one of them is that they were sakin to read it out of the Sefer Torah itself, and not to be mistaken for Kriyas Shema, we say Baal Peh. The second thing he says is that the takana was a takana of Isak HaTorah. Kriyas Shema Shacharis v'Arvus, really, you're saying Kriyas Shema. We're not so much being Isak in the learning that we're doing. Hashem, Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur is more of an Isak HaTorah. don't know, it's fascinating. I don't think it really happened so much. People are still being in the Kriyas HaTorah. But that's what the Prima Gadim says over there. Prima Gadim somewhere in Ginas Rodim says a different teretz to this question. That the Bechav Indian of the Chiv of Kriyas HaTorah says the Prima Gadim that the Indian, the Takana's Meshur Rabbeinu of Kriyas HaTorah was a Takana that there should be a Talmud Torah B'tzibur. Not every person is mechuyev to learn as much as he, minimum of kriyas shachris arvitz, and as much as he can the rest of the day. That's the chiv that we have. But the unique takana was this takana to the Prima Gadim wasn't a way to be mekayin the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You're mekayin Talmud Torah as much as you can. Everyone has their own individual chiv of Talmud Torah. They were mistaking a new type of Talmud Torah. A Talmud Torah that's b'tzibur. A Talmud Torah that everyone is learning together the same thing at the same time. Here's what we have a shir. Everyone starts to learn on their own. And then we have, once in a while, someone says a shir. So it's a very different type of Torah that goes on when there's a shir, and when everyone is learning on their own. When there's a shir that's being said, so everyone is dealing with the same different Torah. There's one different Torah that's being said. Everyone is listening to it, understanding, asking. There's a one Dvar Torah that's connecting the whole Tzibur. Says the Prima Gadim, that's Uvezet Divrei Torah Misalim Yoser. That when there's a Talmud Torah b'tzibur, when everyone is learning the same thing together, then it's a different type of limud. Everyone is holding the same thing. That's, you know, before Rav Meir Shapira came along with Daf Yomi, the one thing you knew that everyone was holding was the parsha. Tell someone, you meet someone in the street, you can tell them about the parsha. Because that's everyone is holding it, the parsha of Shavua. That's one thing that was Ma'achid Klal Yisrael, one limud HaTorah. That was Ma'achid Klal Yisrael, was the parsha of Shavua, the Talmud Torah, the takana of Meir Shapira, that there should be an inyan of a Talmud Torah b'rabbi, that it's a different type of limud. It's a limud that's not just each individual learning, but that there's one limud that's shaykh to everyone together. That's the vikar inyan of the takana. I think with this we understand a lot of things about the inyan of Kriyas HaTorah. One is the bracha of Kriyas HaTorah. The bracha of the chayyur, it's a new mitzvah drabon. We should get its own birkas hamitzvahs. Should be something like that. But the bracha we make is not that. We make birkas HaTorah again. Birkas HaTorah we made in the morning. I'm learning the whole day. It's not called the hefsek. Even if you go to work, whatever you do during the whole day, it's not called the hefsek from your birkas HaTorah that you made in the morning. But you got an aliyah and you make another bracha. So we understand it's for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's for the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. But why the same bracha? This is it's a different thing. It's true. It's a different. It's a different aspect of Kriyas HaTorah. There was the Kriyas HaTorah that everyone is chayav in individually. That's the bracha we made in the morning. And then there's a new level, a new type of Torah that Chazal were misakin. They were mechayiv us in this type of Torah, of Torah that's done b'tzibur. So it's the same bracha, the same birkas HaTorah, because it's not at the end of the day a different mitzvah. It's mitzvah Talmud Torah, but it's mitzvah Torah with a new facet to it, with a new aspect to this Talmud Torah that's going on b'rabbi. And it's a fascinating thing, just going back to the Gemara in Baba Kama, that the Klai Yisrael was nilu, that they got worn out, the fact that there wasn't something that was ma'achidim b'divrei Torah. Everyone was learning. Everyone was learning as much as they could, but everyone was holding a different sugyas, different mesechtas, different parshias. There was nothing that connected them in their learning. The takana was that there should be a connection of the divrei Torah, of one dvar Torah that connects all of Klal Yisrael. So that's the Indian boy from Klal. We see this also with numerous other aspects in the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. That's unique. The din is that the Balkairi and the Oyel HaTorah have to be standing b'shas to Kriyas HaTorah. The Gemara in the Minotaur Perek of Megillah learns that V'ata Poya Moiri Modi, that also HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he told over the Divrei Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, was also B'amidah. Kabi Yochel, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu was B'amidah. So that's the din, that's why the Balkairi has to stand. This din, really, Gemara says, really, anytime a person learns, so we're supposed to be Ba'amidah. And that's the way it was until Rav Gamliel was Nifter, and then there was Yorad Chul Shul Olam. People didn't have the Koyach to stand when they learn. People started sitting when they learn. But by Kriyas HaTorah, the din still stays. In the Kriyas HaTorah, we have to stand. Balkairi and the Oyel HaTorah, they have to stand at the time of Kriyas HaTorah. One of Shach, Ma'ishna, the regular Talmud Torah, when we don't have the Koyach, and we're allowed to sit down. And the Kriyas HaTorah, B'tzibur, then we have to stand up. Because it's very short, So in Parshas Nasa, you'll see it's not so short. And the Bakari sustain for all that also. And didn't find anyone talk about that's the question this way. I think the reason is because the Indian here of the Talmud Torah that's happening of Kriyas Torah is a different type of Torah. It's the giving over Torah to Klal Yisrael. It's not just when I'm learning on my own. It's really I should be standing. Every time a person learns on his own, it's another Maimon Har Sinai. Every time I'm learning a Black Gemara, I'm getting this Black Gemara Mi Sinai. But Lemaisa, it's my individual Kabbalah Satayra. The Kriyas HaTayr that happens with Tzibur is a giving over Tayr to Klal Yisrael. It's similar to my Maimar Sinai Mamish, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, and Klal Yisrael received the Tayr. The halach is that when the Baal Kairi gets an Aliyah, someone has to stand next to him. He shouldn't stand there on his own. Because Nesinas HaTayr is Aydei Sarsur. Just like at the time of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it over, and Moshe was the sarsur, he was the middleman, give over Torah to Klal Yisrael. So the Balkayre is Kilu B'makom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the one saying over the Torah. There has to be someone there as a go-between between the Balkayre and the rest of the Tzibur. Who's talking about Maimon Har Sinai again? That Kriyas HaTayr is unique in Kriyas HaTayr B'et Tzibur, is this unique aspect that we're reliving Maimon Har Sinai and we're giving over the Torah to Klal Yisrael. The thing is that Kriyas HaTayr is only B'et Tzibur. You need 10 people. So why is it that you need B'et Tzibur? So it's listed together in the Mishnah with all the things that are Davar Shebek Kedusha. It's not so clear that why Kriyas HaTayr is Davar Shebek Kedusha. The Ran says over there in the Mishnah that Kriyas HaTayr is not a Davar Shebek Kedusha. But it's the takana that they made was only a takana B'et Tzibur. It wasn't for Yechidim. So the Ran doesn't explain why. But I think this is the reason why. The Indian here of Kriyas HaTayr is giving over the Torah again. There's a tzibur that's gathering together to hear Divrei Torah. If it's a one-on-one or even a one-on-five, so you don't have an Indian of a tzibur. It's not. It's back to Yechidim. What makes Kriyas HaTayr unique is the fact that it's a Kriyas HaTayr, that there's a Torah b'tzibur. So you need dafka tzibur. That's what the Ran says. Mishabura, another Achoinim already quoted the Graz. See, he says, from Pashas to the Mishnah, the reason we need a Tzibur is because it's called the Davar Shebek Kedusha. That the Kriyas HaTayr is called Davar Shebek Kedusha. And just like Ein Davar Shebek Kedusha, Ein Emeres Ela Ba'asara, also this Ein Emeres Ela Ba'asara. Kriyas HaTayr is only Emeres Ba'asara. You can't learn on your own. Kaddish and Kedusha, you can't say on your own. You need a minion to say them. Tayr, you sit and learn by yourself, it works fine. What's Davar Shebek Kedusha? It means that there's this new level of Kriyas HaTayr that's a different type of Kriyas HaTayr. Kriyas HaTayr that's done as an oven of Mesiras HaTayr. That's done that there's someone's giving over the Torah and we're all listening. That's Davar Shebek Kedusha. It's a different type of Torah. It's on a different level than the regular type Torah that we learn on our own. It has the din of a Davar Shebek Kedusha, and that you need Dafka Asar. Because din of Davar Shebek Kedusha. So I think if this is the case, then I think we could go back to understand where we started from, the issue about a katan. Why a katan can be a Baal Kairi. He said that from the Lashon of the Rambam because the chiv is the chiv of Shmias Torah. So I think the reason is because what we need here is we're not an mechiv in the Kriyas HaTayr. The Kriyas HaTayr is a chitimsa that we can do the Shmias HaTayr. What we need is a Talmud Torah that's done by Rabbi. So we need someone to be a Baal Kairi. If there's not going to be a Baal Kairi, then no one's going to. Then we're not hearing the Divrei Torah. We're mechuyev to connect to those Divrei Torah that are going on. They are Shmia. That's the chiv that's mutal on the tzibur. So about it, without a chitimsa of someone who's actually laning, then it's not going to happen. But the chiv is not that everyone has to be kairi. And God, we picked someone as our shliach to be maitzias. He doesn't have to maitzias. He doesn't need kavanah to be maitzias. It's not like mikra megillah, which is an individual chiv. Here, though, chiv is davka idei, the fact that one person is Malkam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one giving over the Torah, and we're all listening to the Torah. Our chiv is to listen to the Torah that's being given over again. That's the chiv that's mutzal on us. So Mitanecha the Ram calls it Kriyas HaTayr. Ram says Moshe Benu Tikein Shu Kairin BaTayr, because the physical act that's being done is an act of Kriyas HaTayr. But the way that what we need out of it, we the Tzibur need out of it, is the Shmias HaTayr. We all we want out of that is our Shmia. So as long as what's being read is called Divrei Torah, it's a cotton that has the koyach. He's not a guy. It's called the real Kriyas HaTayr. So then we're Mekayim our mitzvah also. Ayidei Shmiya. What's the din of a balkeire that puts in earplugs? Is he yotzei or not? Hainu, is the balkeire yotzei because he's also being shemeya the same way that we're being shemeya? So he also needs to hear, or no? There are two different halakim of the mitzvah. There's the kriyas ha-tayra, but this mitzvah has two different. We need someone to give us over the divrei tayra. So the balkeire is the kriyre ba-tayra, and we're all the shemeya tayra. Each one has their own role. So we have to be listening. The balkeire has to be kriyre. He himself doesn't need to hear it. It's true that for everyone else, like the Rambam says, that the problem is the shmias ha-tayra. But he's playing a different. This mitzvah that has two parts to it. There's a kriyre and there's a shemeya. So Avadim mitadei chitim said for us to be shemeya, we need a kriyre. But istapakti, I didn't find any rise about this. Whether the chiv of the balkeire is to be everyone takes their own job, and the balkeire is a kriyre and everyone else is a shemeya. That's the way it works. Or no, balkeire just like we're chayv in shmia, so the balkeire is also chayv in shmia. Just maybe concluded very short of the vart and agoda here. But the after this week, the very, very fascinating after about the birth of Shimshon and the Malach coming to Eishes Manoach. So after Manoach himself gets involved in the story, so then Manoach and his wife thought that they were seeing a Navi, not a Malach. And then when the Malach goes up, the Lava Shamayim, they're very surprised. And says Manoach, Mois Namus Kilokim Rayinu. We saw a Malach, so we can't go on living. So then his wife tells him, that if Hashem wanted to kill us, then he wouldn't have this whole fascinating thing that happened with the nevuah that Shimshon will be born. So obviously, we're obviously not going to die. So she's signing good. Yeah. What am I noyach hold? For sure, they just got a nevuah that they're going to have a son. She's going to be safe, Klal Yisrael, and then tomorrow they're going to die. What he holds? It's very, very interesting. So I think that there's a, I don't know, maybe not derech hapshan, maybe more derech hadrush, but they saw an extraordinary event. No one here has seen anything similar to that. Bichlal, they saw a malach. He spoke to them, told them what's going to happen, and then he went up in a fire to the shamayim. Extraordinary. Yeah, we would be blown away from such an event. We'd call it. Yeah. So now, afterwards, I have to go eat lunch, and I have to go do things, take care of my kids, to go to sleep. I can't go back to life after such an event. But this is the last of the things that you see in your life. When you see such a thing, so your life can't go on the way that it does anymore. But everything that you've been doing has no meaning anymore. This is such an extraordinary life changing event that I push the life that I know, it can't go on. So I don't know. I don't know how to live life from here on. It's pashut. I don't know. It's over. Well, the life that I knew until now, I can't go on living. Mois namus. How am I going to go on living such a life? Says Eishes Manoach that you, it's true. We saw extraordinary thing. If Hashem wanted us to react that way, then He wouldn't have brought us. He wouldn't have shown us this extraordinary thing. What He wanted us is to see this and to take it and continue on. They had a very important role to play in Klal Yisrael. Parents of Shimshon was not a simple role. After they could have just happened that Shimshon was born, Shem brought about the whole story in this way to prepare them for their new role of what they're coming to accomplish. I think this is such an event that we'll ever see. But we have a small version we have in our lives. We just said the Yontif of Shavuos, which for almost everyone is a time of Hisalus, time that we get to levels that we're not holding the rest of the year, and then. You go back, it doesn't really work out so well, you know, especially here you have 2 days of Yontis, you have a second day to catch up on sleep for us in Eretz Yisrael, you only have one, it doesn't really, you know, you feel very tired the day after Shavuos. And then all of a sudden you go back to life, and life doesn't really work out with what just happened. How did we go back? Yeah, that, it's tremendous, tremendous days, and then well, back to life as usual. What we're supposed to take at is Shparuch gives us these days, these special days in the year. It's for us to take it and then to take it and integrate it into the rest of our life that comes afterwards.